Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gayard Lauder. Harris County residents could soon see a 7.6% property tax increase. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno says county commissioners approved the hike, despite dozens of residents asking them to reconsider.
More than 140 Harris County residents addressed commissioners' court on Tuesday morning. They asked commissioners to secure funding for pollution control services and public safety initiatives in the 2027 budget. Resident Arion Whittle urged them to put communities at the center of their budget discussions.
These resources are valuable. We should not wait for crisis to happen before we invest in our communities. Prevention, opportunity, and community trust are all public safety. Without public safety, our community has no union.
The court did vote yesterday to keep several public safety initiatives funded next year. The court will still need to finalize the property tax increase and a proposed $3.1 billion budget during a meeting scheduled next week. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
The first ever Republican National Convention before a midterm election is underway in Dallas. Some political analysts say this could be a sign the party is concerned about losing in November. The University of Houston's Renee Cross says she's curious why the GOP is targeting MAGA voters.
At this point in a campaign season, traditionally, you would start reaching out to the independents, to the swing voters. You shouldn't be spending your time and money trying to pep up your base.
Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick are in tight races against their Democratic opponents. The Astros continue their series against the Phillies in Philadelphia tonight. First pitch is at 5:40. There's a slight chance of rain tonight. We'll have partly cloudy skies, overnight low around 79 degrees. For tomorrow, chance of rain stands at 30%, high near 92. Heat index could make it feel warmer.